Merry Christmas, everyone. Here on Let's Talk About Treks, we very much like bringing you a Christmas special each year. This year, I was thinking about Spock vs. Q, which is an audio play with John DeLancey and Leonard Nimoy that I highly recommend. This year, I thought I'd bring you an update. With our best wishes for you and yours for Christmas, Earl and I present to you an audio short by the makers of Let's Talk About Treks. This is Reality's Fringe.
Fascinating.
Transporter effect with quantum phase variance. This is neither a standard beam out nor holographic matrix.
Science officer Spock. How delightful. No, put that away. Phases are so pedestrian.
Fascinating. I require an explanation of my current circumstances.
Straight to business. I like that. You may call me Trelane. Retired. Squire. I was intrigued by you, Spock, this half-human, half-Vulcan. All logic. I wish to share company with the galaxy's most interesting paradox.
Your interest is noted. However, this constitutes unauthorized contact with a Starfleet officer.
Don't fuss.
This is my little pocket universe.
Generative, self-sustaining, completely undetectable. You'll remember nothing when I return you. Consider it a philosopher's vacation.
Very well. You have abducted me for conversation. What is the subject?
Reality itself. What is it?
My people, the Q.
We create universes like children build sandcastles. But you mortals grapple with it, define it, die for it. Why?
Reality is that which persists independent of observation. Quantum superposition collapses upon measurement. Schrodinger's cat is either alive or dead. Not both.
Pedantic. I can make the cat dance the quadrille.
Reality is Play-Doh.
I shape it, you worship it.
As previously implied, Trelane, your power to manipulate does not negate underlying structure. The laws of physics govern even your Play-Doh. Entropy increases. Time flows forward. These are not suggestions.
I laugh at your entropy. Time is my plaything.
Intriguing. You reverse macroscopic phenomena. Yet your own cellular structure shows telomere degradation.
Interesting. You age, Trelane. However slightly.
Well, we pretend otherwise.
It's unbecoming to acknowledge.
Your power is extraordinary, yet you remain bound by consequence. Reality is not what we control, but what limits us. My human half taught me this. Even the infinite must choose.
Choice.
My people, we fled choice.
Infinite possibility became infinite boredom. Perhaps limitation creates meaning.
Precisely. The Vulcan discipline of Kalanar seeks to purge emotion, not to eliminate it, but to choose it consciously. Reality is the tension between what is and what we will.
You give me much to consider, Spock. Maybe reality isn't a toy to break, but a game to play with rules.
A logical conclusion.
Return to your ship. And Spock, thank you. Some conversations are worth remembering. Even if you won't. But I will.